Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Grant and Danny here on The Fan and the Team 980 until 4 o'clock. Welcome. Toby in for GP. The show is brought to you today and every day by the law firm of Condori and Morad. They can help you draft your last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com. And be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. We jump now, Tobes, to the Rood guest hotline. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. One of the deans of DC Sports, David Aldridge, joins us, reacting to Terry McLaurin. David, good afternoon. Thanks for the time.
My pleasure, guys. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, you were there. Just give me your first reaction. What's kind of at first blush? What'd you make of it?
You know, obviously we're getting kind of close to camp here, so the urgency is picked up. And I don't think Terry was acting. I think he is a little frustrated and a little, you know, upset about how the negotiations have gone. I also think that, you know, pressure bursts pipes, right? And so the more pressure one side feels over the other tends to get things going. And so now he has served deep into the commander's ad court, and now it is on them to return the serve, right? Like, so yeah. You either do that with a bigger offer, a better offer, or you start waging your own PR campaign, right? And so all I know is, we all know what Terry McLaurin's been about since he's been here. I think we know who he is. And to me, it doesn't mean you give him every dollar. It doesn't mean you pay him more than you pay, you know, Jamar Chase. I'm not suggesting that at all. But I do think that he has earned, if anybody has earned goodwill on the part of this organization, even though these guys are new, and I get that. I understand this is a new front office. So they weren't here for most of Terry's time here. But they know the track record. They know what he did last season. They know how important he was for Jaden Daniels. So I just can't imagine this does not get done before camp, because it's not just about missing camp time. It's about being, you know, physically ramping up to play professional football. I don't care what kind of shape you're in. There's no way that you can simulate that other than being on a field doing it, right? And so anybody who misses time in camp is susceptible to the kinds of injuries, and especially at a position like wide receiver, where there's a lot of explosive moves that are being made to the types of injuries that keep you out for weeks, and you don't want that. And Terry's been very durable since he's been here, and you don't want it to start now. You want to hit the ground running with a much tougher schedule than you had last season.
Talking with David Aldridge here on Grant and Danny. Toby Altizer sitting in for GP today. Were you a little surprised that you got the answers that you did from Terry today, David? Because we were talking before the show, or and even at the start of the show, Danny and I were talking about how, okay, we're expecting to maybe hear, you know, obviously to talk about the contract, but we're expecting maybe toe the company line and say, hey, you know, I don't want to comment on the negotiations. But to hear him come out and immediately say, yeah, I've been frustrated, I've been disappointed. Were you a little surprised to hear that from Terry?
Not really. Clearly, it's been out there for a while, right? And,
yeah.
And he said, like, all the stuff you've heard about me being frustrated, that came from me, right? Like, he was very upfront about that because he has been frustrated, you know. So I'm not surprised. I mean, again, timing is everything. It's a week before camp starts, and there's an urgency to it now that everybody understands, and I think – it doesn't mean that Terry's not frustrated, but it means making that clear and obvious to everybody puts pressure back on the organization. And maybe it should be on the organization, right? You know, but I would say this, you know, I understand organizations trying to hold the company line, especially for a guy that's 30 years old. I get that. I do understand that. I also understand that we've been told time and time again, well, the blueprint is to build as good a team around Jaden Daniels as possible before he becomes a free agent, before you have to extend him and give him $300 million or whatever the number is going to be in a couple of years that you have to give him. Okay. Well, I would say Terry McLaurin is a pretty important foundational piece to that, right? Like if you want to build the best team around your young quarterback as possible, I don't know how you don't have your best receiver locked up for the duration of that time before you have to extend Jaden Daniels. Then in 3 years, you're going to have a different conversation, right? Like if Terry's still here in 3 years, he's 33 years old now. Now that's different. I get that. I do. But right now, it's hard for me to say it's good business to be as stringent as possible on the numbers. I would say if there's a tie in terms of talent, size, age, production, all of those things where Terry may not be as young as Amon-Ra St. Brown or as tall as DK Metcalf, right? I get that. But the tie to me is, but he's been the stand-up guy for this organization when there was nothing to stand up for. And he never caused you a moment of pain or embarrassment. He's been nothing but professional since he's been here, and he's been nothing but productive since he's been here. And I think that has to count for something.
Yeah, I think that's – and David Aldridge with us here on Grant and Danny. Tobes in for GP. I think that's one of the essential points. We've had a lot of folks who've already called David. People are tweeting us about this. Kind of to that end, this is the guy that you hold up as the example, right? When they're talking about the commander tag or you're looking for such and such in the draft. Here's when you show up on campus as a rookie, as an undrafted free agent or a veteran – you just follow 17 around. You do what he does. And because of that, it's more than just, you know, the production on the field and where it ranks. The point is it means more to you maybe than it might to the next guy. I think that's the best leverage in a time where, quite frankly, players don't have as much because the way the CBA is and kind of the rules are set up for the teams. That's kind of the best punchback from Terry's side. Your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that's where it is. I mean, I think that's, to me, you know, again, you know him. You know, he's got a track record here, and it's not a track record full of injuries, or it's not a track record full of, you know, embarrassing moments for the organization, but he's too talented to let go. Like, there's been none of that with Terry, right? Like, there's just been none of it. You know, he's done everything that you would ask a guy to be, to do, and he's been everything you would ask a guy to be. And so, to me, it's, again, I'm not trying to negotiate for either side here, but I think there's a number that's less than what Ja'Marr Chase is making, but maybe more than what some other guys ahead of Terry McLaurin are currently making. So, you know, I think you get there and you get this done and you get them into camp and start fresh with, you know, with no holdouts for a team that really has high expectations going into the season.
He seemed pretty miffed at the idea of age being a major part and part of the reason why maybe this negotiation is so difficult and, you know, right, him going into the year, going to turn 30 pretty soon into the season. How many more years do you think he can be productive? And do you think it's something that maybe that is a big part of this in terms of the years of the contract? We talked about this a little bit yesterday, saying, you know, maybe it's something where he wants 4 years and the Commanders are willing to do three or something along that line. And maybe that's where the holdup is.
Well, I mean, I'm not a contract expert. I don't know what, you know, whether it's 3 years, 4 years, how much money is guaranteed in year three or year four, for that matter, if it goes that far. Like, all I can tell you is he took a screen and took it to the house in Detroit in the playoff game. He took a slant 60 yards against the Eagles in the NFC Championship game. He looks fine to me. I'll put it that way. It doesn't look like he's slowing down any. Nobody could catch him from behind in a playoff game on the road, you know, in back-to-back weeks. So he looked pretty good to me. Now, again, I understand the conversation is different 3 years from now, but until he shows you he's not the guy that his number or that his salary would support, I don't know that you can make you can't predict it like it's a certainty, right? Like you can't predict either way. So you're again, you fall back on, all right, if we're going to gamble to overpay over, you know, year 31 and 32, who are we gambling on? We're gambling on a stand-up guy who hasn't missed a game in 4 years and who's made a series of really mediocre quarterbacks look good until Jaden Daniels got here. And then he made a really good quarterback look even better, right? So I just don't think you can fall back on age now that it's time to pay the guy. See, this is the problem I have. This is the problem I have with the Nationals. Like, they do this all the time. Like, a guy puts up numbers, and when it's time to pay him, they go, well, we can't pay you that. That will break our salary structure. Well, okay.
Sorry for producing.
Yeah, we can't pay you Bryce Harper. We can't pay you Anthony Rendon. We can't pay you Juan Soto what you're worth. And then you've shown you're actually worth twice what we offered you on the open market. You got almost two times what we offered you. But that's, you know, it's always, well, we can't pay you because it's too much money. And it just doesn't work for the team. And I see other teams all the time getting their core guys extended and signed. All of them. Like, all year after year after year, the Braves signed another guy to an 8-year deal. You know what I mean? And the Nats can't get anybody signed. And so you don't want the Commanders. Look, they got Sam Cosmi done. Smart, good business. This is smart and good business, too. You need to get it done.
David, this, you know, not too long ago, Adam Peters could basically, maybe for this fan base, walk on water. And if he made a decision, right? And you were like, hey, I don't quite understand why they signed Javon Kinlaw. Like, they would snap at you like an angry alligator, right?
Right.
And now, this is kind of that first crossroads where public opinion might dip. Probably an impossible to quantify or answer question, but how much damage might this do if this, you know, split kind of continues here?
I mean, I think very little, to be honest with you. Look, you can't say let AP cook, and then when you cook, say, well, no, not that way.
Not those ingredients, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what I mean? So either you trust him or you don't trust him, right? And, you know, that's where I think that's why I think this needs to get done, because if you look at what Adam Peters has done since he's been here, you would go, yeah, it's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good. And you would say the same about Terry McLaurin. So what are we talking about here? You're good at what you do. He's good at what he does. Let's figure this out. Like, these are not – nobody has to prove themselves on this one, right? And so you have to be – I think you have to be a little – I don't know what's the word – I don't think you can be naive as a fan. This is business, right? Like, this is how – these are the decisions that decide whether you're a championship organization or not. Either you sign the right people for the right amount of money and the right amount of time, or you don't. Or you draft the right people, or you trade for the right people. So far, Adam Peters has done a remarkable job putting a really good team together in a really short period of time, because almost all of his decisions have been good ones. So – I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt on this, but I also have to give McLaurin the benefit of the doubt because of who he's been. So this leads me to believe that this should not be a protracted long holdout when you're both smart guys and you both know what's up and you got to figure it out. Like, none of us get what we want when we go to the boss and say, I deserve a raise. Nobody does, right? Nobody gets every dime that they're asking for or every perk that they want. but you got to at some point sign the contract. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and a team can't talk about family and character and this is who we want in the locker room and then not take care of the guy that personifies all of that in your locker room. You know, like, again, if you're going to overpay anybody, it should be Terry McClure. Okay. Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So that to me is where the rubber's got to meet the road and this has got to get settled before next Tuesday.
Talking with David Aldridge here on Grant and Danny, Toby Altizer sitting in for Grant Paulson. What was your thought going into today about when this thing would get done or if it was going to get done? And did the press conference today change any of that?
I have no expectations in terms of contracts because everybody's contract is different. What I want out of a contract is different than what would you want out of a contract, mm-hmm. right? We all have different things. We're at different points of our lives. So I never prejudged that this should have been done a month ago. Most of the time, it usually comes down to the end, right? Most negotiations get down to the end. Because again, when there's no more time, you're more amenable to making sure you get the deal done. So that's pretty standard stuff. Terry is not one to emote. I thought his emotions were genuine today. I got the sense that he is very frustrated by this, that he had hoped that this would get done beforehand. I don't know that it's going to bring toxicity or anything into the locker room. I think people understand that this is negotiations at the top of the wide receiver food chain, as it should be, right? Because he's proven. He deserves to be at the top of the chain. And it gets hard sometimes. But, again, if you call me a week from today and this isn't done yet, now we got a problem. You know, now you got a real problem because now you're missing camp time. And I think that the Commanders have to understand that, and they do know this because these are smart people, success is very fleeting in the NFL. And you have to do everything possible to make things as easy as possible for your team to hit the ground running. You do not want a guy missing 10 days of camp and then trying to be ready to play football in 2.5 weeks, 3.5 weeks, when he hasn't put the pads on in 4 months. You know, like, that's just not how this works. And you need that camp time to get up to speed, figuratively and literally, to get ready to play football, because that's been the problem with some of the old regimes here, is that they didn't actually play football in the preseason. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to actually play football and hit and be hit to get ready. There's no other, you can't simulate it. That's the only way you're going to get ready. And so Terry's got to get ready too. No matter who you are, you have to get ready. And that's by being on the field.
Is there any chance this continues to escalate and, you know, everybody keeps playing hardball and they're dug in and he doesn't end up playing here?
I would be very surprised if that happened. Because of the signal it would send to the rest of the team. You know, like, you can send signals in different ways. Like, you can send signals by paying a guy and you can send signals by not paying a guy, right? And so if people look at McLaurin, and again, you look at what he did throughout his career here and what he's done, what he did last season, and the type of person he has been, it's hard for me to justify, well, we had to let him go because he was asking for too much money, but we're still all about the core values of the people that do the hard work should get rewarded and our best players are going to get taken care of. I'm looking at you like, well, you didn't take care of that guy, you know, and he's the most stand-up guy here. Right? You know what I mean? So I think you run a risk. That's a big risk to kind of, you know, telling your franchise quarterback, yeah, we know he's your guy, but we couldn't pay him. Sorry. I don't think that's the best message to send to your franchise quarterback. So again, I'm not saying break the bank. What I'm saying is, you may need to go a little above slot here, as they say in baseball.
Yeah. I mean, closing out on that, DA, like, how much do you think that has to play into the decision here where, yeah, maybe you could save a few bucks, but then you're talking about Jaden Daniels hasn't gotten paid that big contract yet, so maybe now is the time that you're able to do that. But to send the right message, so guys like Bobby Wagner and guys like Zach Ertz that in the future, maybe there's free agents that you want to bring in like that. You're sending the right message to the guys in that locker room that, hey, when you have a guy that produces, that does everything the right way, we take care of that guy.
Right. Well, to me, it's not so much about Bobby Wagner and Ertz, guys who are at the end of their career. You know, it's more about the younger guys on this team. Mm. What are you telling Brandon Coleman? You know, like, what are you telling Sanger still? You know what I mean? Guys like that are going to be part of the future here, long term. Those are the guys that are looking at this and going, well, what are you going to do with him? Like, because I'm coming up soon. You know what I mean? You gotta show me what you're gonna do when it's my turn to get a contract. You know what I mean? Like, what are you telling Quan Martin and guys like that? That, to me, those are the guys to me that are gonna be looking at this, the ones that are 25 and under and going, all right, what are you gonna, like, he's been the guy here. What are you gonna do for me when it's my turn? You know, and so that's where I think I would be paying attention if I'm a young guy. Or a younger guy, I guess I would say, that is going to get another contract or two in this league before it's over, and I want to know how you're going to handle my situation when it's my turn, if you lowball Terry McLaurin. So to me, that's where it would become very problematic. You don't want to start being the team that doesn't pay its guys when it's time to pay the guys. You know, like. It doesn't mean you have to pay everybody, but you have to pay the right guys. And again, if it's not Terry McLaurin, who the hell is it?
David, fantastic as always. Really appreciate the time today. Thank you.
All right, guys. My pleasure.
There he goes. That is David Aldridge of The Athletic. So here's my question for the moment, Tobes. We've been reacting. We're going to keep pivoting the conversation, looking at every angle mm-hmm. we can possibly come up with here. Here's mine now. What's the team's perspective? Is there anybody out there that, after Terry gave his impassioned speech, might go, actually side with the team? Or what's the team thinking here, right? Let's get into the team angle of this, because we've heard from Terry. You're not going to hear from the team in all likelihood, right? You're not going to hear from Adam Peters. You're not going to hear from Rails or Magic Johnson or Josh Harris and Marcon or anybody on this kind of subject. What is the team thinking? And does anybody out there have any sympathy or empathy or maybe agree with their perspective on it? 800-636-1067. We'll discuss that next.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Obviously, as it, where it stands now, it's not great. It's not good at all. And without any progression, then you have to take steps based off of where you're at. You know what I mean? There's a hope that I do want to continue to play here. And I do want to be a part of what's being built and what's going to be built. But at the same time, you know, you want to be valued by the, you know, the front office and the ownership group and things like that. And, you know, it's just past just the words of it. It's, you know, the actions behind it. And I feel like I've proven who I am and who I'm can continue to be.
That was Terry McLaurin. We're discussing that a lot today. It's Grant and Danny on the Fan. So be in for GP. 800-636-1067. We're going to have a bunch of different angles today, a bunch of different Kurtz, Topes, as we discuss this throughout. But what's the team thinking now? And part two of that is, do you have any understanding or empathy or maybe on the team's side at this stage? 800-636-1067. But you heard from Terry McLaurin. What's the team thinking in the moment?
I mean, they're probably looking at it and they're figuring out what exactly is the holdup. And it's probably either the years, right? I think that makes more sense to me than the money, because if the money is the issue and the team is offering like 25 and they're not going to budge off that, then Terry McLaurin's going to play for another football team next year. And I hate to say that, but I think they're going to have to get into that 31-32 range if they're going to want to keep him. And I would do that. Now, if the team is looking at the money, I can't get on board with that. If they're looking at the years, I can understand playing a little bit of hardball over that. Because if I'm the team, this is how I'm looking at it, saying, I think that Terry McLaurin, if we sign him for 4 years, which works out perfectly in terms of 3-year extension on top of what he had this year, so the next 4 seasons, that literally lines up perfect with Jaden Daniels' rookie contract. When you pick up that 5th-year option, they match up perfectly, and then the time that that big extension for Jaden kicks in is the time that Terry's money comes off the books. So it would work out perfectly in that sense. And if I'm looking at Terry McLaurin, I think he's going to have a productive season this season. I think he can have a productive season next season. I think he can have a productive season in the season after that. Are we confident that in his age 33 going into 34 season, which it would be in the final year of a 3-year deal, a 3-year extension, are we confident that he's going to be good in that? I don't know that I would think that he's going to put up another 1,000-yard year in that case. And if that's the case, that needs to be the last year of the contract. If he's asking for 4 years on top of this year, suddenly you're getting into interfering with Jaden's contract, and you're getting into a space where not only are you going to have one bad year potentially at the end of the contract, you're looking at multiple. And I don't know that I can put that risk. So I can understand playing hardball over the years. That, to me, is the only holdup where I could understand from their side. If it's over the money, I can't understand what exactly the holdup is.
800-636-1067. Karen and Ashburn have been very patient. Karen, thanks for hanging on with us. What's up?
Yeah, I'm wondering if you guys know or if you think that the Art Monk announcement might have been timed purposely for today to take the attention away from Terry's press conference.
I don't know specifically. I appreciate that. I don't know. I can't answer that.
It's honestly a shame, because if that was their plan, we'd be spending so much of the show today talking about Art Monk.
Because that's what I was going to do. I was like, okay, let's tear up the rundown, and I want to talk about my hero.
Yeah.
But obviously this happened. So, you know, if that was the plan, it didn't work. In terms of what the narrative is going to be, this Art Monk honoring my favorite player, a lot of guys my age love 81 more than anything, that gets pushed to the back burner, because that's not a kind of a here and now thing. That's fun. We'll talk about that a bunch in November leading up to it. It's the right thing to do. I'm a huge fan of it. But Terry McLaurin spoke. So kind of what else is there?
Yeah, I don't know that that was the plan. I think, you know, obviously they went down and they filmed the whole video that you saw this morning, a nice 6-minute video of them going down there. Doug Williams looked like Charles Mann, Gary Clark, a bunch of Redskins legends down there to congratulate him and welcome him into that exclusive club of having your number retired for this franchise. But I don't know that they scheduled it in terms of thinking, oh, we'll do this at the same time, because really it was like an hour, what, or hour or two before when Terry spoke. And right. By the way, Terry on his Instagram story, even after all the craziness that we saw, recognized Art Monk saying legend with some flowers on it on his Instagram story, saying and recognizing Art Monk. But if that was their plan, it didn't work, because we're spending all day talking about Terry.
And it seems they'd be too smart to think, hey, let's try this. But I don't know. I again, it's in the world of PR and stuff, this is not a specific football matter. Who knows if it was that coordinated, concocted, et cetera. Rick, Lutherville, what do you think the team's thinking in this moment?
Well, I think the team is looking at things differently than Terry. Let me just say this. You know, I'm a 60-year fan. I love Terry McLaurin. He practically saved the franchise in a lot of ways. But he should not have a contract with a 3 in front of it. Now, you guys have access to numbers I don't have, but they were spoken on somebody's show about 10 days ago that his total receptions were like 14th or 16th. His yak was like 23rd. And there was another metric they had. It was ranked 29th. Now, he thinks he's in the top 10. I think he's like 14 or 15 in the top receivers. And, you know, he's going to make $16 million this year. Like a previous caller, I would like to see him play out his darn contract. And worst case, we could franchise him the next year, and we would have less money and less commitment. But he doesn't deserve a 4-year contract. He doesn't deserve 30, 31, 32, 33 million. And that's just a fact when you look at his numbers. As much as everybody loves him, you can't justify the contract numbers based on his production numbers.
Appreciate you, Rick. Reaction, Tubbs.
I disagree. I think based on his production numbers, you can argue to me, and I get that I'm higher than most fans on him and most people around the nation on him, but to me, he's a top 10 receiver. If you want to say that he's in that tier where he's somewhere from, you know, 10 to 15, it's also what happens, Danny. This is where it works. Like, when you are up for a contract, you get paid near the top. Now, if he's asking for Ja'Marr Chase money, I can understand being a little more, hey, we can't do that. He's at the top by $5 million over Justin Jefferson. If you're going to say that that's a point that you can't go to, I get that. But that's kind of the market right now. Danny is 30, 31, 32. I'd say he's better than DK Metcalf. DK Metcalf got 33. I get different circumstances, age, all that, but still, he got 33. You just saw that Garrett Wilson yesterday got 32 and a half. I'd say that you look at the numbers, they're darn near the same less catches, but more yards. So I disagree on that. I think the big holdup has to be age. If you're talking production, I don't think there's any question Terry deserves 30 plus.
Vince, Akakik, appreciate you being patient, buddy. What do you think the team's thinking?
So I think the team is overthinking it. I've called a couple of times and said, at the end of the day, if we're really talking chicken, the salary cap jumps 10 to 15% every year. Whatever we signed Terry for today, let's say we lost our noodles and signed him for 40. The 40 that we signed him for today would be pennies on the dollar when the market resets for the next set of receivers to get signed to the next set of big contracts because of how the salary cap jumps. I think they're overthinking it. Listening to Terry's full interview today, Terry was such a professional with kind of dragging the franchise without really dragging the franchise, just talking his truth. Mm-hmm. It really makes us look really, really bad today. It makes us look really, really bad, especially when we preach team, team, team. We got the owner saying, we're not changing the name. We're Commanders. We believe in what a commander is. And Terry was one of the people that Dan Quinn said wrote the bylaws of what a commander was. And we're not paying Mr. Commander. It does not look good on us today. It's not a good day.
I think that's an astute observation. And I also think that's why it happened. That's what this is to me. And I haven't talked much about this. And we're going to get into this later on in the show, Tobes. But to me, that's the whole point of today. Is that's the sentiment. The agent knows that, and Terry knows that, right? Him being able to speak publicly, talking about frustration, disrespect, this is who I am, that's the ultimate here. eat this delicious 100% steak for red meat for the base, so to speak. Right? Everybody's excited. Everybody's pro Terry. Everyone loves the player. Obviously, duh. He was the reason to tune in when you were 4-13. He's awesome. You know, bailing Taylor Heinicke out time after time in Atlanta, making catches in traffic, being the toughest son of a gun there was. You love Terry McLaurin. Of course you do. You're a human being that likes this football team. That was the guy, and it still is. That was the point of today, is the rhetoric, the rubber's not meeting the road in terms of, at the end of the day, a business transaction, money, years, etc. A lot of guys go through a lot of contracts. This is this guy, though, doing it, and he gets to do it very publicly. Whereas, like, I'm just picking an example. When Jeremy Reeves does it, maybe not the best example, but when, like, behind-the-scenes special teams linebacker that's the 48th guy on the roster does it, you don't have this kind of leverage. He does. This is his one last shot to strike huge, to get a big, 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 big contract. And that was the point of what today was. Nothing has changed. There's no development today that didn't exist yesterday or 2 days ago or 5 days ago or whatever. He said it himself. No contact for a month. This could have happened at any point in time, but that's why it's now, because of the proximity of the training camp, because of kind of the pressure here that this is all putting on. 800-636-1067. Plenty of calls on hold. Somebody drops off. You drop in. What do you think the team's thinking in the moment after Terry putting pressure on him in public?
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
I wasn't ready, Tobes. Trying to bring us back, and you made a funny zing right before, as we're reaching to put on the microphones to do the radio program. Toby had a great zing that caught me, and I was chuckling.
Yeah, my bad.
Don't you dare apologize for making funnies. Welcome back. Grant and Danny here on the Fan. Toblerone in for GP. 800-636-1067. We'll Beltway Blitz in about 14 minutes. Take a brief break from Terry McLaurin talk, 106.7 The Terry. We'll get back into it after the Blitz. In fact, we'll do some during the Blitz, too. But we'll talk about the Nationals draft and a couple of the things going on in the world of DC sports. But now, kind of the question, again, we'll morph the questions throughout the show. You've heard from Terry McLaurin. We'll have some clips that we're playing throughout here as well. What do you think the team is thinking at this stage? Gary, Upper Marlboro, been really patient. What do you think the team's thinking at the moment?
Thanks for taking my calls, gentlemen. I think what the team is thinking about is they respect Terry for what he's done in the past, but it's all about the future. If you've ever had a salary review in your business or, you know, your place of work, there are some really raw conversations that you had. And I think that's part of some of the stuff that's going on with Terry. And I agree, it's probably the years, but I somewhat agree with the caller about three callers ago. Okay, I think Terry has been great for this franchise, but I got to be honest with you. I think there are probably about 15 to 20 receivers that if he was out there on the free agent market, he would not be selected over those guys. And it's because of his age. And if you look at his production, he's about, you know, 65 yards per game. He's not he doesn't take over games like some of these other guys do. I think he's a great player, but I think that what management is thinking is, listen, we have to be very, very careful about how we handle our salary cap going forward because they build the team with a lot of one-year contracts. So every year they're going to have to be players in free agency. So every $2 or $3 million that they save on players is very important. And I think Terry, the problem is, I agree, there can be a three in front of the figure for next year. But after that, I think that's where they're digging their heels in because they're probably telling Terry, look, your numbers are good, but there are a lot of guys who put up a lot of better numbers. I think he was like 15 or 16 in yards last year. And if you take away some of those, you know, magical plays that he made, one against Dallas, he may be below 1,000 yards.
Gary, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Yeah, there's.
By the way, let's take away all the magical plays that he makes ever.
I never love that thing. Or take away the production and you don't have much production. But I understand the point in general. To me, there's too much 2 for 17, 1 for 5, 6 for 22 on his ledger to be thought of as a truly elite guy. And this always sounds like you're beating somebody up. We used to have these conversations about Ryan Kerrigan. There's nothing wrong with Ryan Kerrigan. There's nothing wrong with Terry McLaurin. These are good quality football players. But sometimes what happens with the fan base, it depends on the guy. We get very upset, some of us do, that they're not the best. They're not the second or third best guy in the league. Right? Okay. No problem. Still really good. And really good when you don't have to worry about the guy. When he does everything right, that's worth a premium. And I think that's kind of Terry's point. So while, and I apologize, I forgot the caller's name just now. I actually probably agree with your sentiment. Where if you put him 9th or 13th or something like that, I think that's all reasonable. Depends on scheme. Depends on who you ask. You know, certainly entering this season, I would take him over a lot of guys. But over the next 3 or 4 years, depending on the term, Topes, I may not. I don't think that's unreasonable. I think that's a good sports conversation. But the extra weight that the deposits he's put in here, I think that's what matters a lot for this conversation.
It 100% does. And I don't know why that this turns into, we've had this discussion about Terry McLaurin for years. Is he a true one? And you've got each on their own side. Obviously, I'm going to be on the side that he is a one. Regardless, this is a guy that is so important for this franchise. And by the way, a point that we haven't gotten to, Danny, that I think is really interesting in a part of this as well. What does this team look like without Terry McLaurin?
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's just assume that this goes bad and they have to move on. And by the way, if the contract goes bad and all this stuff, it's not as if he's going to fetch full value, right? Like, when you trade a guy that is disgruntled, like, why do you think we're still monitoring this Trey Hendrickson situation? At what point does it become, hey, we can just throw a third their way? Hey, we can just throw a fourth their way? Right?
The vulture starts circling.
Yeah, if that's the case with Terry McLaurin, don't think that you're suddenly going to return with 3 ones. Right? Like, that's not what's going to happen. So imagine this team without him. You think that Debo can be the one? Like, I'm not saying that he's the best receiver in football, and I'm not even saying he's in the same tier with Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson. It's pretty clear that those guys are well above. But when you get behind that level, there are guys that are getting $30 million that I would take him over. And whether you're willing to go to $30 million or not, I mean, that's a discussion that we can have, but I think the best way that you could lay this out is someone brought up that the salary cap goes up year after year after year. Joel Corey was on with you guys last week and talked about in his article that if you take the same percentage amount that he's making right now when he signed his last deal in terms of the salary cap, and you were to put it to where the salary cap is now, it's around $31 million. So if you're willing to go to where he's at now, with how things have adjusted, you should be willing to go up to that 30-31 number. I get that the numbers look bigger and bigger, but also the amount that you're allotted is bigger and bigger.
Curtis, D.C., what do you think the team is thinking right now?
How y'all doing, sir? I've been sitting back for 2 weeks hearing the turd Mahorn bashing. This brother ain't done nothing but stays humble, consistent for 5 years. But now no quarterback, no trouble. Everybody will complain. They brought Debo over here that he had problems with his last team. They got Lattimore with his last team, but last team had problems. They got Thompson, another one with his problems. So all this bashing, he can't do this, he can't do this. We got the best long ball catcher in the league. Nobody ever talks about that, though. Now y'all want to bring up stats and this. There's a lot of receivers that had one catcher for 7 yards a couple years ago. Like A.J. Brown went on Fuller left him to 1 for 7 1 year. Nobody talks about it. Every time his contract come over, it's that everybody won't talk about he ain't this, he ain't that. So he is one of the better receivers in the league. So all these people calling to me the top 15, top 20 are crazy. Stay off the drugs. Thank you.
That's good advice in general. I would say there's plenty of guys that are pretty good deep ball catchers. If you want to take McLaurin 1-1, I would not. I'd still probably take Tyreek Hill, maybe a couple other guys over him. But the point is, he's really good. I don't know if he was mad at me or mad at people in general. I don't know who exactly that was directed to. But I got to appreciate the passion. I don't think this is Terry bashing as much as it is, hey, there is another side to this. And it's not one we really want to hear or really have to confront, but the team sure as bleep has to confront it. And I don't think that's unreasonable. But again, appreciate the passion and the phone call there. Anthony Dulles, what's the team thinking right now?
Danny, Toby, what's up, gentlemen? Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Got it, bud.
If Washington is thinking idiotic in a way that they're going to say, hey, you know what? He's a Ron guy. He was a Ron draftee. But there's other players that are still on the roster that Ron drafted, like B-Rob. But my whole point about it is that, I don't know, it's just so sad that all this is going on because Terry is just, I mean, look at the crowd in the stands. They're chanting his name, even on the visitor side. And it's like he brings so much energy to that franchise. I would just hate to, like, see this thing go sideways. But if I were Terry, I would play out my year. And if they're going to franchise me. I'm going to be at 35, 36 mil next year. The cap's going to go up. If they're going to franchise me again, Terry's going to be knocking on 40 million. $40 million.
Yeah, he'll get plenty. I don't think it's – that's why I'm starting to get some credence here, Tobes, on the term thing. Because if nothing happens, he's getting paid a pretty good chunk of change guaranteed for a couple years in a
Correct.
Row with the franchise mechanism. So I don't know that it's a money thing.
Well, and I don't know. He might hold out of training camp or maybe he's going to hold in, but he'll eventually play, by the way, if they don't do anything, because I don't think there's any way he's sitting out and they're going to not accrue a year and all the stuff that is a part of the CBA that he basically does have to suit up and play, or at least he has to be there, right? He has to at least be in the building. So I think that ultimately if it gets to that point that if nothing gets done, then either he's going to request a trade or he's going to play for this football team. But I just hope that it doesn't get to that point. To your point earlier about where this team is at and what he was doing, I think it was the empathy play, right? We've heard reports that he was frustrated. We've heard reports that basically everything he said today, with the exception of the fact that they haven't talked in a month, we've all heard that stuff before. Yeah. But when you hear it from the man himself, it's the same thing you do with commercials, the same thing you do with all this stuff. It's like, you can tell me about stuff, but I don't care. But as soon as you throw someone's face on it, as soon as you throw the guy that you're going to get some care out of, you're going to look at it and go, oh man, why are they doing that, right? That's exactly how I think a lot of people felt today. Hearing that from Terry, hearing the emotion, the raw feeling from him, I think that immediately got so many people that are on his side to go, well, what the heck are you doing? Pay
exactly.
the guy.
Yeah, it turns from, yeah, this is negotiating to, wow, it's escalated. We have plenty more to come on this. We're going to Beltway Blitz here in about 5 minutes. Get you a quick update on what's going on with Terry McLaurin, the team, etc. Quick Nats update as well. Then we'll get back into this Terry McLaurin conversation at 800-636-1067. Don't go anywhere.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.